If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 1770. Yesterday it was the Disney second quarter earnings call, and I listened to it so you didn't have to. And I'm going to tell you all about the Star Wars related details that were shared on that call. Let's go. Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7. Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode. You know, Bob Iger has a reputation for dropping the occasional bombshell on earnings calls, and this time, because Avengers Endgame happens to be the biggest thing that's happening in the world of Disney right this moment, there were a lot of questions about Endgame, and he actually said words to the effect of, I'm going to keep their secrets because I'm a Marvel guy. I guess I'm so much of a Marvel fan that I'm going to keep their secrets. So he didn't talk about anything that they've got upcoming other than to say that you have to watch Endgame very carefully for clues as to what the next movies in their slate might be. And he knows what they are. And, you know, that's interesting in and of itself because for, of course, a long time we were told that only J.J. Abrams knew the title of The Rise of Skywalker. And, of course, that's a bunch of nonsense, right? You know, just like they announced untitled Marvel movies on the slate, they know exactly what they are. Just like they know exactly what the Star Wars movies are that are coming out in 2022, 24, and 26. But no word from Bob Iger on what those movies are or who they belong to, whether they're Benioff and Weiss, whether they're Rian Johnson, or some other surprise filmmaker entirely. No, I'm not trying to hint at anything, just telling you what we already know. And that is that we don't know anything, and Bob Iger did not give us anything better. What he did say about Galaxy's Edge was that they're very much looking forward to the opening later this month, May 31st, and of course the opening in Florida in August. But he did say that the Rise of the Resistance ride, they still are not ready to announce a date for that ride opening yet. So it's still just going to open with Smuggler's Run. That's the Millennium Falcon ride. And Iger says that he's ridden it a number of times and thinks it's fantastic. So that's always a good thing to hear. I mean, I don't think he would say anything else if it wasn't fantastic. He'd say something like, yeah, I've ridden it a bunch of times and it's fantastic. So, you know, judge for yourself when it opens. Circling back to the Marvel things, though, and yeah, I know this is a Star Wars podcast, right? But the Marvel stuff really does offer us some insights into the plans for Star Wars. Bob Iger said on the call that Endgame is not going to come to the Disney Plus platform until December 11th, just about a month after the platform launches. You know, that could just be a stress test situation, right? Not making it available right at the get-go. But in looking at home video releases, Avengers Infinity War came out in April of last year, and it was actually out on home video. The digital release was July 31st, I believe it was, and it was August 14th for the actual physical disc version. So you would imagine that the Endgame release would be similar, and so it's kind of surprising to see that it's not going to be out. But then again, I guess it doesn't matter because the Disney Plus service isn't launching until November 12th anyway, so it's not like it could debut on the service to begin with. I'm just a little surprised that it's not going to be right there. But that may also, you know, play into the whole Netflix situation. And Bob Iger actually addressed that to some degree as well, because, of course, there are a lot of Star Wars titles on Netflix right now. And he said that when they did the deal with Netflix, they actually anticipated many years ago the possibility that they would start their own streaming service. And even though they did not have anything on the docket, even though they still didn't own BAMTech, which is the platform that they bought from Major League Baseball to be able to build Disney Plus off of, none of that was there, but they still structured the deal with Netflix so that they would be able to take everything back as needed. And the deal is ending this year, and the deal is getting worse all the time for Netflix because all the Star Wars content is going to disappear, unfortunately for them, and unfortunately for everybody who has Netflix and is gonna then have to add Disney Plus service to their credit card bills. You know how this goes. But if you don't actually get that, at least from the start, you're still going to be able to watch Star Wars movies if you don't own them on DVD or home video or online streaming or whatever. Who knows? Like, maybe you don't. It's possible. But if you just want to stumble across them as you are flipping channels, you're going to have the opportunity to do that for another half a decade or so. And I'll explain what the deal is with that here in just a moment. Stay tuned. Hey there. If you're enjoying all the coverage that I'm bringing you from Star Wars Celebration and what I do every single day for you at Star Wars 7x7, I hope you'll consider putting something in the tip jar at patreon.com/SW7x7. $1, $3.27, $5.01 or more. Honestly, every little bit helps, and every little bit is just as exciting as every other little bit. Please consider supporting me in the work of delivering Star Wars stories and interviews to you on a daily basis at patreon.com/SW7X7. Welcome back. So last year, around August or so, Bloomberg News reported that Disney had approached Turner to find out whether they could buy the Star Wars movies back for them. So a few years ago, Disney sold the rights to Turner Broadcasting, which includes TNT and TBS and other cable networks, to be able to show the Star Wars films all the way through 2024. And it's not just the original trilogy, not just the prequel trilogy, but the sequel movies and the standalones too, all the new movies. I believe, probably, but it wasn't necessarily stated in the article for sure, that The Rise of Skywalker is included in that deal. And I don't think any of the new movies are going to be included, as in the Benioff and Weiss and the Rian Johnson movies. But Disney is trying to get them back sooner so that it can have them for Disney Plus. And so far, at least according to Bloomberg, the Turner folks are not biting. They apparently want some serious consideration for their troubles, as well as replacement programming, which seems a little, you know, like, good for them for asking, right? But I mean, Disney's got a lot of content that they have to produce for Disney Plus and also for Hulu, in which they own a 67% stake. So yeah, it's going to be a little bit challenging for them to say, oh, and we'll make something for TNT and TBS too. So that's kind of putting them in a rock and a hard place. But yeah, you might end up not being able to watch a large swath of Star Wars movies on the Disney Plus streaming service until, you know, many years from now. At least it sounds like the rights are exclusive, like the deal that they did with Netflix is not the same kind of deal that they did with Turner. So yeah, that's going to be an interesting thing to see how that unfolds. And there you have it. That's all the news that's fit to print about Star Wars that came out of or was related to the Disney earnings call. I will say that there were brief mentions about park expansions overseas in Asia, but they did not mention anything Star Wars related, so who knows? You know, it doesn't seem altogether that likely, especially considering that Iger says that Marvel is tremendously popular overseas, especially in China, and so it seems like that's the direction that they would be leaning, not necessarily so much with the Star Wars stuff, but they didn't say one way or the other, so still up in the air as well. But that is going to do it for our discussion of those earnings results, which included all this other discussion, and for today's show here as well. Thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
This podcast is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox. It is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other related Star Wars items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2019 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles, and that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.